Healthy Start, read by Ben Foster. Every night ever since she'd left him, he'd fall asleep in a different spot, on the sofa, in an armchair in the living room, on the mat, on the balcony, like some homeless bum. And every morning he made a point of going out for breakfast. Even prisoners get a daily walk in the yard, don't they? At the cafe, they always gave him a table set for two, and sat him across from an empty chair. Always, even when the waiter specifically asked if he was alone. Other people would sit there in twos or threes, laughing, tasting each other's food, fighting over the check, while Miran sat by himself, eating his healthy start. Orange juice, muesli with honey, decaf double espresso with warm low-fat milk on the side. Of course it would have been nicer if someone had been sitting across the table from him and laughing with him, if there had been someone to argue with over the check as he struggled to pay, handing over the money to the waitress saying, "Don't take it from him. Avery, put it back. This one's on me." But he didn't really have anyone to do that with, and breakfast alone in a cafe was 100 times better than staying at home. Miran spent a lot of time eyeing the other tables. He'd eavesdrop on conversations, read the sports supplement, or examine the ups and downs of the Israeli shares on Wall Street with an air of detached concern. Sometimes someone would come over and ask for a section of the paper he'd finished reading, and he would nod and try to smile. Once, when a sexy young mother with a baby in a stroller walked over to him, he even said to her, as he gave up the front page with the banner headline about a gang rape in the suburbs, "What a crazy world we're bringing our children into." He thought it sounded like the kind of statement that brings people closer together, pointing as a